With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Highway Cantina in Edo.
Let's go straight out to the HRP guest line. We're being joined by Twitter admin, Astro Twitter admin. I call him Astro Twitter Czar, Michael Schwab. You can follow him on Twitter at MichaelSchwab13. Michael, how about Spencer Arrighetti today, huh? Kind of didn't expect that at all. Career high in strikeouts. Best start, in my opinion, he's ever had in his career. And suddenly the Astros are back to 500, 80 games into this season. Quite the turnaround and a great start by Arrighetti today.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for having me. Thanks, guys. I mean, come on. How about that start for Spencer? I think that's what everyone expected from him, seeing him just tear it up in AAA. I don't want to say Rockies are a AAA team, though they look like it, but, man, he showed exactly how you pound the strike zone, and that's what the team is hoping he would be.
Michael, Joel here. I'm curious from your perspective now, with a team that finally got back to 500, but did what a lot of people thought wasn't going to be possible to do this year, which has got right back into the thick of things. How do you see this team proceeding as we get closer to the trade deadline now? I mean, what do you think they're targeting? Obviously, it looks like they're going to be buyers, and Dana has given you every indication with the hints we've gotten. But where are they targeting areas to improve this ball club? Because a lot of things are working right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I could say about what this season has been, it's always been pitching. Pitching has been the biggest thing about how this team can do well, how well they can succeed. And as you can see, since like at end of May, the pitching has really turned around, even with injuries going on. So from a trade perspective, as they keep growing, as they keep getting that lead going, then they will be buyers. And it's going to have to be some form of pitching. They need to get some form of starting pitching because we just don't know what timeline looks like for McCullers or Garcia. So that would be a big one. Now, I will say that some sources that I've talked to, and this is something that was told to me today, the Astros' main priority right now is Vlad Guerrero Jr. from the Blue Jays. He will be a free agent in 2026. That is someone that the front office has identified as a player to help the team right now. It will take a lot to get a player like him. The Yankees are interested as well. But, I mean, first base, big bat, that's what really is a big need for the team. Singleton's great. Loperfeeder doesn't seem to be the guy that they want at first right now. So it looks like they're going to look on the trade market for that position, as well as a reliever and a starter.
Okay, you mentioned that's a big news item there, Schwab. Michael Schwab joining us on the HR&P guest line. It kind of caught me off guard a little bit because, yeah, contract this year through next year as well. And that's kind of what I was gonna ask you, though, because we know that the Astros farm system last few years hasn't been highly regarded. It's not as decorated by many around Major League Baseball, yet the Astros continue to churn out starter after starter after starter from the minor league system. Pena, Yiner, Loperfeeder has been getting a run of play, Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, even though the Astros minor league system is never good, according to the experts. What would they have to put together? Do they have enough in the minor league system to get something like that done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to look at it this way. The whole ranking system is just marketing. That's all it is. The top 100, the top processes, they're all marketing of these different places. How it works is the development of the players is what truly matters. And so the Astros have shown that they are a team that can develop players, people that are not on these top 100 things. I mean, look at Framber Valdez. He wasn't even top 100 ever, and look at the type of player he is. So the Astros have shown that they can get the work done in the minor league system and all development phases. Now, in regard to getting players to make a big deal for a trade, you need major league players to kind of sweeten the deal, and then you've got to add your top guys. So if you're looking at the top 30 for the Astros and looking at their top 10, some of those guys are going to have to go. Front office and development are going to fight over the guys like Bryce Matthews, who they don't want hopefully to go. They, you know, Dana picked him and like him. Zach DeZinza is another name that they really love. But teams are going to be looking at Pedro Leon. They'll be looking at Jacob Melton. And then you guys throw in someone like a Chaz McCormick or a Jake Myers who can contribute to a team today. I mean, the thing to look at it for getting a ball team together is that, yeah, you want stars, but you also want major league players. And you don't want a, you know, a 4A player. You want a major league player. So that's the kind of thing where the Astros, we're at the position of, you know, maybe the outfield when Tucker comes down. You've got some more outfielders out there that hopefully can add to a team to be a starter. And that's where you can lure teams with that. Now, pitching depth, that's where they're not going to be able to give much from a major league perspective because they need that help.
Michael, you look at first base. You mentioned it. We've noticed it a lot, which is they just don't want to play Joey Loperfido seemingly at first base for this season. Do you see a scenario going forward? We've talked about should Yiner play more first base or play first base again and then end up being a guy that's going to play first base for you in the future for the obvious reasons of the taxing way that everything has happened with him with catching, and it seems like he's a better offensive player when he's not dealing with all that. He's not a great defensive catcher right now. Do you see first base for the rest of this season, any chance of either Joey and or Yiner playing some first base? And then do you see that those two guys could be in the mix going forward as a first baseman for this squad?
Yeah, so I think you've got to have to throw that out of the off the page a little bit for 2024 because, you know, when you have a padded lead, you can play around with it a little bit. But now that the Astros are at 500, they just got back their seven-game winning streak. They've inched their way. I've been saying baby steps on Twitter because I'm serious. Like, yeah, it's baby steps. You can't make any big leaps and bounds until you've got some big situations going on. But for this team, you can't really play around with too much. You need someone who can play these positions who know it well. That's why it's been Singleton and Dubon. You can trust Dubon, who's a utility gold glover. You can play him literally anywhere besides catcher. He could probably do it. But, you know, for someone like Yiner Diaz, it's so much to go from catcher to first base because there's so many nuances on that for a player to learn it. You saw when he played, I think, a little bit last year that he had some issues with catching the ball, being ready, running back and forth.
We lost him.
Oh! Whoa, that's the sound you didn't want to hear.
You think that was Schwab hanging up on us? You think it was B-Rod hanging up on Schwab?
I think B-Rod didn't like the answer. He wants Yiner at first base.
B-Rod was like hung. I agree with what Schwab was saying there, though. Like, I think that that conversation is an off-season conversation. He says that, you know, Yiner misses balls and things like, well, he does that behind the dish, too. Like, and I'd rather him do it at first base than catcher. But I do agree with Schwab that it's not a mid-season thing. And also the injury, two injuries, the injury to Caratini matters because if you don't have Caratini, you're not playing Cesar, the spark plug Salazar, as much as you would play Caratini. So Yiner has to catch. And then the Kyle Tucker injury doesn't, like, you're down an outfielder right now, so getting Loperfido into the lineup isn't difficult at the moment.
Right, but that's why I threw out both guys because I think Joey's shown enough and he's played enough first base that he wouldn't make the mistakes that we're talking about with Yiner to where he could give you that a better offensive, you know, complement to a guy like Dubon.
Sorry about that, Swabby. Boston didn't like your answer to that question, so he hung up on you. If you wanted to touch on that, you can, but also wanted to ask you about the locker room morale. Where do you think that's at? I think the Abreu stuff can sometimes get overblown from a morale standpoint. Now, a production standpoint, I mean, the proof's in the pudding there. But what have you heard about the clubhouse?
Yeah, so I want to let you guys know, first, thanks for having me back on. It must have been your producer. What the heck is wrong
with
that?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't like you much.
Just kidding.
He's a part-timer.
But, you know, I will say on this. I asked, before I came on the show, I wanted to ask around the locker room and just got some good sourcing on it. And the truth is that guys are doing good. The vibes are doing really well. It was not great a couple weeks ago, but things are starting to build up pretty, pretty good because you've got, you know, these belts that Dubon bought. This is the pitcher of the game. This is the player of the game. These are the culture things that they're really trying to work with each other. You've got the strength and conditioning coach who Chaz McCormick talked about, who spoke up. This is what's so different about the Astros is that when they're down other names and other leaders start speaking up. And Bregman is one of those leaders, too. So from a locker room morale, it was not going great. May was not good, not good at all for this team. Early June was even starting to feel like people were asking questions on what's going to happen. And then it just seems like mid-June, something clicked. And all the guys are feeling much better about themselves. They feel like they're getting into it, even with these injuries happening. And that's what shows you is that when a team is feeling congruent and when they're feeling strong, when major obstacles like Tucker going out with the shin issue or Verlander or anything like that, then they're able to kind of get together and say, hey, let's pull together. So you look at Spencer, who's a rookie, who's been struggling all year. He's been okay, and then today he went out and did what he did. That's because the locker room, the morale's growing, everyone's feeling good, and now they're at 500. It only can go up from here as long as they can keep that strength.
So, Michael, when you look at not just from the trade market, but we are always cannot pinpoint when, but the if, and we assume McCullers and or Garcia are coming back. Garcia's scheduled to throw two innings down in Florida coming up, so at least we know. We don't see those same kind of updates with the exception of Lance McCullers' Twitter. What's the realistic approach to when and how much we can see Lance McCullers be a part of this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, this is the tough thing with it, is that, you know, you don't want to give up anything to opposing teams about how your players are doing from an injury standpoint. Now, for the media and for fans, we all want to know, but for the opposition, they don't want to be told too much. And so we see what we can from what players allow, and they try to keep it as quiet as possible. But the biggest thing is that I always add on to whatever you hear. If you hear like a player's going to come back in a month, add another month to it. If you hear like they're going to come back in a week, add one or two to it. So for McCullers, you know, I think maybe be prepared for end of July, early mid-August or September, because it's just hard to know. And it's nothing against a player and how they're doing. It's just that we never get the full story of how these surgeries are. So that's where that is on that one. For Garcia, it's the same thing. It could be end of July, it could be mid-August. So I think what's hard with players coming back from major surgeries is you can't count on them too much to really contribute majorly without a spring training, without an off-season. They're rushing themselves back. That's why trades are so good. That's why building through, you know, your development system and seeing someone like Eric Gedde come up like that is big. That's why Hunter Brown's turnaround is huge, and that's why Blanco is huge, because those are guys who are pitching all year. So, yeah, I think we can expect both pitchers back in Garcia and McCullers. It's just that their contribution will be a little bit different compared to who's really pushing right now.
Swab, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on. Great stuff, and look forward to catching up again very soon. By the way, I won that poll of who would win in a fight.
You won it? Well, of course. I mean, you probably would win in a fight. I mean, let's be real. I'm a lover. I'm not a hater, okay?
Yeah. Same. That makes two of us. All right, Swabby, be good. I'm sure we'll talk on the mean streets of Twitter. Michael Schwab, the czar of Astros Twitter, the admin for Astros Twitter, and you can follow him on Twitter at Michael Schwab. Make sure you you follow him, give him a like, give him all that stuff. I mean, he doesn't need any help, though. He gets tons of engagements. He's probably making tons of money. Michael Schwab 13, by the way, at Michael Schwab 13.